What's good, drama addicts? Welcome back to the On Blast podcast. I'm Maya, and we've got some absolutely wild tea brewing today. Ethan Klein for H3H3 just dropped the most strategic legal bomb in YouTube history.
And I'm Austin, and honey, this man just played 4D chess while everyone else was playing checkers. The way he set up this entire copyright trap is giving me mastermind energy, and honestly, I'm kind of impressed.
So here's the tea. On June 20th, 2025, Ethan Klein filed massive copyright infringement lawsuits against three female streamers, Denims, Froggen, and Caseytron. We're talking over 144 pages of legal documentation just for two of these cases.
144 pages? This man wrote a whole dissertation on why these streamers violated fair use. That's not petty revenge, that's methodical legal warfare.
And get this. Before we even dive into the details, let me blow your mind. Ethan registered his content nuke video with the U.S. Library of Congress before he even published it on YouTube.
He was plotting from day one. This wasn't some reactive lawsuit after getting his feelings hurt. This was a calculated legal trap, and these streamers walked right into it.
So here's the tea. Ethan drops this hour-long content nuke video, absolutely demolishing Hassan Piker, and immediately, these three streamers start doing reaction streams.
Which normally would be fine, right? Except these weren't really reactions. They were basically unauthorized movie nights using Ethan's content as the entertainment.
According to the lawsuit documents, Denims normally averages around 3,000 viewers, but jumped to 45,000 during her reaction stream. That's a 1,400% increase in viewership.
She literally used Ethan's drama content to multiply her audience by 15. That's not commentary, that's profiteering off someone else's work.
And here's where it gets really damning. These streamers weren't just showing clips, they were telling their audiences that watching on their channels was the ethical way to consume the content.
They literally said, "Don't give Ethan views, watch it here instead." That's not fair use, that's straight up content piracy with a moral justification attached.
The lawsuit specifically mentions that both Denims and Froggen had moments where they physically left their chairs and walked away, leaving Ethan's video playing to entertain their streams while they weren't even present.
Imagine going to a movie theater where the projectionist just hits play and leaves the building. That's not commentary, that's just unauthorized broadcasting.
Ethan's legal team describes Denim's reaction as having poverty of commentary and calls it a quintessential example of copyright infringement, basically using his work to get attention and avoid the drudgery in working up something fresh.
Poverty of commentary? That's such a legal burn. They're basically saying her reactions were so low effort they don't qualify for any fair use protections.
And let's talk about the strategic brilliance here. Ethan specifically chose these three creators because they violated all the principles of fair use, and they did it maliciously.
He's not going after every reactor. He's targeting the ones who explicitly told people not to support the original creator. That shows this isn't about suppressing commentary, it's about protecting creator rights.
Now, there's also this wild theory that this whole thing was a trap for Hassan Piker. Some people think Ethan made the content nuke video specifically hoping Hassan would react so he could sue him too.
And honestly, if that's true, it makes this even more genius. Using drama content as legal bait to catch copyright infringers. That's next level strategy.
But here's the plot twist. Hassan apparently has some kind of license to react to H3 content, so even though he spent 9 hours reacting to the video, Ethan couldn't sue him.
9 hours? Hassan basically did a doctoral thesis on that video, but because he had permission, he's untouchable. Meanwhile, these three streamers walked into a legal minefield.
So when his main target was legally protected, Ethan pivoted to prosecuting the smaller creators who committed the same violations without any protection. That's called adapting your strategy.
And before anyone says he's picking on small creators, these women literally stole his content while telling their audiences it was the moral thing to do. Actions have consequences.
Let's talk numbers, because this is where it gets serious. Ethan is seeking $150,000 in damages from each creator. That's potentially $450,000 total.
But according to legal expert Dan Saltman from Redact, the actual damages could be way higher. He's predicting Denims alone could end up paying $300,000 to $500,000.
And that's on top of legal fees, which Saltman estimates will be over $100,000 each just to defend these cases. We're talking about potentially ruinous financial consequences.
Which explains why they immediately started GoFundMe campaigns. Denham's has raised significantly more than Frogen and Casey Tron combined, but even she's nowhere near what she'll actually need.
Speaking of responses, let's discuss how each defendant is handling this. Frogen immediately deleted all her Twitch content. Every VOD, every clip, everything.
That's giving destroy the evidence energy. If your content was transformative fair use, why are you scrubbing your entire channel? Guilty behavior much?
Meanwhile, Casey Tron started calling Ethan KK Klein and launched a GoFundMe for her medically necessary marijuana products because apparently legal defense equals weed money now?
The anti-Semitic name-calling really shows the quality of her character. When your defense strategy is racism, maybe you don't have a strong legal case.
And Denham's, while starting her own fundraiser, hasn't really addressed the substantive legal issues, just that she needs money to fight back.
None of them are actually defending their reactions as transformative. They're just asking for money and throwing insults. That tells you everything about the strength of their cases.
What's really interesting is how the broader streaming community is reacting. Asmongold came out strongly supporting Ethan's position.
Asmongold was like, why would you do this? Because he knows lazy reaction content hurts all content creators. He's worried these streamers are messing it up for everyone.
He specifically mentioned how dangerous it is when streamers react to entire movies, saying it could lead to Disney or Sony coming after everyone and setting devastating precedents.
Which is exactly Ethan's point. He's trying to establish clear boundaries now before major corporations destroy the entire reaction content ecosystem.
This case could literally reshape what counts as fair use on platforms like Twitch and YouTube. Legal analysts are calling it a potential landmark case.
And Ethan's uniquely positioned to fight this because he won a major fair use case in 2017. He understands both sides of copyright law better than almost anyone.
That 2017 case against Matt Haas established that transformative commentary is protected. Now, Ethan's clarifying that non-transformative content theft is not protected.
He's not contradicting his previous position, he's refining it. There's a huge difference between adding meaningful commentary and just hitting play while you go make a sandwich.
What's also telling is the timing. This comes after Ethan's been dealing with political drama around Israel-Palestine and his beef with Hassan's community.
These three streamers are all in Hassan's political orbit, which adds layers to this. But even if there's personal motivation, that doesn't make the legal arguments invalid.
And honestly, someone needed to draw this line. The reaction meta on Twitch has gotten completely out of control with streamers just watching TV shows and movies.
Ethan's basically saying if we don't police ourselves, corporations will do it for us, and he's absolutely right about that.
The lawsuit documents are also fascinating because they include specific timestamps and examples of each violation. This isn't vague legal language, it's detailed evidence.
He has receipts for everything. Every time they left the room, every instance of minimal commentary, every moment they told viewers not to support him.
And what I respect is that Ethan's being consistent with his stated principles. He's always said reaction content needs to be transformative to be fair use.
Right. He's not suddenly changing his stance. He's applying the same standards he's always advocated for. The streamers just failed to meet those standards.
And let's address the elephants in the room. Yes, all three defendants are women, but they're being sued for their actions, not their gender.
If anything, Ethan's treating them equally under the law instead of giving them special treatment. True equality means equal accountability.
The fact that they immediately played victim instead of addressing the legal merits tells you they know their reactions weren't actually transformative.
Strong legal cases don't require GoFundMes and name-calling. If they had good fair use defenses, they'd be confident about fighting in court.
What's really smart about Ethan's approach is that he's only targeting streamers who explicitly encouraged people not to support the original creator.
That malicious intent is key. It's one thing to accidentally show too much content. It's another to deliberately redirect revenue away from the creator.
This case could also set important precedents for how platforms handle copyright enforcement. Right now, it's basically the Wild West.
Twitch and YouTube have been letting streamers get away with increasingly blatant copyright infringements because it drives engagement. Someone had to force accountability.
I'm curious to see how this affects other reaction streamers. Are they going to start being more careful about adding actual commentary?
Smart streamers are probably already changing their approach. The days of lazy reaction watches might finally be coming to an end.
And honestly, that's good for the ecosystem. Viewers deserve better content than someone just sitting silently while someone else's work entertains them.
Plus, original creators deserve to be compensated for their work. If your content is good enough to attract 45,000 viewers, those viewers should be watching your channel.
What do you think the outcome will be? Do you see these streamers settling out of court or taking this all the way to trial?
I think they'll try to settle once they realize how much money they're looking at in damages and legal fees. Fighting Ethan Klein in court is expensive and risky.
Especially since he has Library of Congress registration, detailed documentation, and a proven track record with copyright law. That's a strong position to negotiate from.
And if they do go to trial and lose, it sets a precedent that could affect every reaction streamer on the platform. The stakes are massive.
This whole situation really shows how important it is for creators to understand fair use law instead of just assuming everything is okay.
Right. Just because everyone else does it doesn't mean it's a legal defense. Just because platforms don't always enforce copyright doesn't mean the law doesn't exist.
Before we wrap up, let's talk about what this means for the future of reaction content. Do you think this will kill the reaction meta or just improve it?
I think it'll improve it. Streamers will have to actually add value instead of just providing a chat room for other people.